it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The president is coming to town, east side and west side, on Friday. We are getting closer to the midterm election. Let's dive into all that and more with former governor of Arizona and Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer today. Governor Brewer, how are you?
I'm fine.
Governor Brewer, the big debate, McSally, Sinema, it happened a couple days ago, and I hear that you thought Sinema won.
What?
You gotta be kidding.
What?
No way.
I didn't think so.
You know, I think it was good that people got to see them in action. You know, I think in the end of the debate, I thought, well, okay, what they did is they defined themselves. I thought that then people got to see just who these two people really were, you know. I thought that Kirsten came across, how am I going to explain this, sort of zombie-like programmed.
Very scripted?
Very, very scripted, you know, and using that monotone voice that's so condescending, by the way, that we all know that she's just recently developed. So people got to see that side of her. And then I thought that Martha exhibited passion and enthusiasm and answered the questions, by the way. Out of that, I don't know if it moved the needle or the voters either way, to tell you the truth. Looking at the candidates themselves, the people that are looking to see who's going to represent us better in the Senate, I think that they could come away with who is the person that's going to really fight for Arizona.
But at the very end, with almost, I guess, a couple minutes to go, Martha McSally threw out the fact that she said Kyrsten Sinema committed treason and wanted an apology. Does McSally really think Arizona voters are stupid enough to believe that Kyrsten Sinema has committed treason?
Well, I think that most people believe that what treason is, in simple terms, of course, is the betrayal of allegiance towards one's own country, right?
Okay.
She is on record. It has been documented. You know, it's okay with her if people from America go fight with the Taliban, depicting our soldiers as skeletal thugs. She even voted here in Arizona. You know, again, I'll remind you all and the listeners that she voted against putting the flag in the Constitution in the classrooms and our legislative hearing rooms. She has been on record of not liking America and dissing it. And she has not been able to defend that.
Mac and Gatos, political insider, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Governor, I'm an independent. I'm in the middle, right? I like some of the things from Republicans. I like some of the things for the Democrats. I just think McSally can do better than this argument. I don't really like this argument. I heard the clip. I listened to it in 2003. I really didn't get that Sinema was like, I want everybody to join the Taliban. I didn't care that she said it. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Why didn't you care?
Because I don't think that she was telling everybody to join the Taliban. I think she was trying to move the interview forward from this blowhard that she was talking to.
Oh,
I just don't think this is good. I think
Governor, I'm telling you,
this is not going to help the independent vote. I really believe.
And this election is going to be decided
McSally's
by independents.
She's got a lot better things to argue than this one.
Well, but that is very, very offensive what she has done. I mean, when that all was taking place, people were very outraged and upset about it. And then lots of us haven't forgotten it, you know. And, you know, she is a 2-2 rebel rouser. Come on, give me that. Bottom line is as independents sit and make up their minds, I think that Republicans, the base and the Democrat base, you know, they're going to go whichever way they've decided to go. But the independents, which everybody is looking for, those people, whether they're Republican, independents, or Democrat independents. They kind of come from both sides of the party and they're there in the middle, but they primarily, and you correct me if you think I'm wrong,
okay,
but I think that they're concerned about the economy, the jobs, lowering taxes, security, health care, and they're not worried or concerned about all the other issues that get mixed up in the politics. They're very, but much more basic voters, and they want those things resolved, and they want somebody that'll go in there and be someone that can go into Congress and in our own legislature to solve
the
problem.
I agree. So wouldn't that mean they don't care about this treason thing? That they care about all the other stuff, the immigration and education and the economy. I don't care about this treason thing. I care about what you just said. All three, four, five of those things. I care about that way more.
Right, right. You can honestly say you don't care if someone commits treason.
No,
well,
no.
If Kirsten didn't think it was important, why didn't she answer it? Why doesn't she give us an answer on it? Because she deflects. She doesn't ever come forward and answer it. Maybe she could walk her way out of it, but she doesn't. Everything's a lie. It's out of context. It's the same old thing we have heard from her forever.
Okay.
Forever.
I'm still stuck on the 2-2 rebel rouser. Have you told Martha McSally that?
Jeez.
That's a phrase. I mean, that's gold right there, Governor. You should give that to Martha McSally for the next ad. Kirsten said it was a 2-2 rebel rouser.
I remember when she was a rebel rouser, and I remember the 2-2 incident.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, and then to see her in that debate being so monotone, like she was on double doses of Ambien, you know, and deflecting everything. I mean, nobody really learned anything about what she's about
okay.
in that debate.
Okay, I will give you that, but I've got to push back with how is she going up against Martha McSally? If she really is a treasonous, 2-2-wearing anarchist against the United States, how has she managed to get this far? She's got to resonate with somebody, right?
Well, she is resonating with some people because she goes out to her little group meetings, I suppose, and she does her little ads that have reinvented her. You
right,
know,
but this
TV,
race is way
cetera,
too close. This race is way
and,
too
and
close.
Smiley going down the road, and she has started this plan. Not just when she started to run for the Senate, she started it at the end of her legislative life in the local legislature, and then when she went to Congress, she started moving. This is a gal with a plan, and it's called the Kirsten Election Plan. Mm. I mean, she even wrote a book on it.
Joining us every Wednesday, Mac and Gatos, political insider, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Okay, Trump's coming to town Friday. Can you get him on the show for us?
I don't know. We could try, but I don't know. He's busy.
Text him.
He's going to be east side, west side, I understand.
Text him.
You've got a phone. You know the number. Call. Hand him the phone, and we'll take it from there.
Text him.
And say hi to my guys. Will you guys take the call?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're
asking. President of the United States.
We're asking you. Absolutely.
We'll do what we always do. We'll give him a fair, tough interview. And I'd love to talk to the president.
I don't know if I'll get that close to him, but we can give it a shot if I'm around.
Are you going to
actually have a?
Are you going
to actually have a conflict that I'm trying to get resolved on Friday? Friday turned out to be a busy day. We've got President Bush coming in that morning, and then we've got the President coming in that afternoon, and he's going to be the east side and the west side. So I'm trying to coordinate a bunch of directions in my agenda.
Can you get us President Bush?
I don't know. I could try.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about,
there
Governor.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Jan Brewer, former Arizona governor, is joining us. Okay, so Trump is coming to town. You're going to try and be on stage with him, right? I would guess.
Well, you know, I don't know. There's so many people that would probably like to be up there. You know, I don't quite know what role I would play at this point in time. But, you know, they've got a lot of people that like to be up there with them, people that are running for office, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see.
How do you think the president's visit is going to help the candidate you've endorsed, Martha McSally?
Oh, I think that he will help. I think that people will listen. You know, there we go. We go back to the basics, you know. We're talking jobs, the economy, lower taxes, security, health care. And President Trump has moved the needle enormously in the right direction, to the likes of which we've never seen in a long, long, long time. And then I think that resonates with people. That you know, that's real stuff that affects each and every one of us. Every day.
Mac and Gatos political.
So
go ahead, Governor.
So I think that it will move the needle. That will move the needle some more. As you know, we're seeing that needle move. No, this is the time. Mm. You don't want to peak too soon, they tell us in politics.
That is true. Mac and Gatos political insider, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Governor, did you hear that Joe Arpaio was hanging out with a brothel owner and a porn star the other day?
I did. And he was in pretty good company. I mean,
who? The brothel people? Owner or Joe Arpaio?
I don't
know. No, the other people that were there, I was surprised. Who was it? Norquist was there and somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't think I would have shown up, but it seemed like it was mostly men.
Governor, there's no way you would have shown up.
No
You're way.
Way
too classy
no.
a lady.
There you
I
go.
Wouldn't have.
There's
I
no.
Wouldn't have.
How far has Joe Arpaio fallen that he's got to get paid to hang out with someone who sells women's bodies for a living? He's dead. And a porn star. Ugh.
Oh. I don't know. It's just bizarre. It was kind of, I don't understand them. I mean, and with the people that also attended. And this guy, I guess, was a native of Arizona. That
yeah.
The brothel.
He's from Phoenix.
And,
yeah.
And he's running for, he was running for office up there. It
he
just
was.
Seemed like something right out of a movie script.
Or it's just called karma, one or the other.
All right.
Only in politics. And some people think it's boring.
Only Arpaio. That's how I say it. Only Arpaio. All right, Governor. We got a couple weeks until the midterms. We're going to talk to you next Wednesday. Have a great time with the president here on Friday. And make sure you give him our number.
I'll give it a good shot.
All right. Thanks, Governor. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos Political Insider.